Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 287.
Hello. Okay.
Are you Echo?
My name's Echo.
You're not Echo from the house?
Did I fall asleep?
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
And we are...
Where are we?
We are in the Hans Payan Art Gallery here in Houston, located in Dunleavy Street. What number is it? 2016? 2016 Dunleavy Street?
2016 That's right. Dunleavy?
Yeah, Dunleavy, Houston, awesome. Texas, yeah. If you guys have artwork or whatever they do here, we showed Experimenting with Bears here, and now we have Carlos Cereza's artwork around here. So you'll hear later about Hans, about the artwork by Carlos Cereza.
You're going to hear about a lot of Hanses on this show.
There's a lot of Hanses around. We have two Hanses in the house right now. Yeah. So, yeah, it's good to see. Hi. Good voice there. Okay, so how are you, Ray? How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How about yourself? How was your weekend?
Pretty good. We played softball. We lost.
Mm-hmm. Like Ohio State.
Ohio State lost too. Yeah, so that's kind
to Purdue.
To Purdue.
So there, Patrick, there's your shout out for Purdue.
Oh, that's right. He went to Purdue, right?
Yes. Okay. So Patrick, Chaser Patrick, not Bear Patrick.
Oh, okay. I was thinking another Patrick. Okay, yeah. And what else happened? We watched something last Friday.
Oh, Where the Wild Things Are.
Okay, Where the Wild Things Are.
Yeah. Maynard didn't understand it.
Honestly, I did not understand it because I did not grow up with that literature, with that book. I just saw the whole thing the first time Saturday when you showed it to me.
Yeah, but did it make any sense after you read the book?
Still no. I still didn't. Okay. Tell me, like I'm a 9-year-old. What's it about?
If you were a 9-year-old, you would understand it.
I would, really? The movie? I would understand the book, but the movie?
Well, the movie is about a little boy.
Okay.
Who is his parents are divorced. He has an older sister. His older sister used to be real close to him, but now she's a teenager, so she's moving on. She's got new friends. She doesn't have time to spend with the little obnoxious brother.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of there by himself, and he is kind of angry about it, and he doesn't know how to deal with it, and he takes it out on his mom somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
He has a very active imagination. And some things happen that send him off into his imagination because that's how he deals with stuff.
Okay.
And his imagination is where the monsters come from.
Okay.
So the monsters are all parts of his personality.
So it's all him.
It's all him, except for the girl monster that's kind of off doing her own thing that represents his sister.
Okay.
And maybe his mom to a certain extent, I think, but Carol, the main monster of the group, is his hurt side, is him being hurt and him not knowing how to deal with the emotions of being hurt.
Okay,
so
he's actually played by James Gandolfini.
Yes, Carol's yes. Carol's voice. Well, he's not played. Carol is voiced by
Carol's James. Voice is James Gandolfini. Of course, I would recognize that voice anywhere, like Sopranos or whatever. So. If it's a bear, I would recognize his voice.
Uh-huh.
You're right.
So but I thought it was a very good movie. It's not a movie to take very, very young kids to because I don't think they get it. It is a little violent. But I think older kids, 6 and on up, might get a little bit more out of it. Maybe 5 or 6, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not good at guessing what kids do at certain ages because I don't have any myself. But... I think adults can get a lot out of it too. I mean, it reminded me a lot of my childhood and seeing the stuff that he was going through and hearing the creatures talk to each other and how they were reacting to stuff reminded me of a lot of things when I was younger and didn't know how to deal with stuff and overreacting.
Did you cry when you watched it?
I didn't cry, but it touched a nerve. I mean,
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it had more impact on you than it did on me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how it is. Just didn't understand it too much.
Yeah. Well, maybe if it been, if the book would have been done in the Philippines.
In the Philippines, I grew up with it, something that I worth, to, it would have been, meant something more.
Where the wild adobo grows or something.
Where the wild adobo grows. Okay. So. Well, actually, that weekend also, we got to see another movie. Paranormal Activity.
Spit it out, Peter.
Paranormal Activity, okay. So, did you hear about it?
I've heard about it, and the girls at work, one loves it, the other one hates it. So, you know, that's the reviews I got of it so far. Very interesting.
What I can say is it's very Blair Witch Project-like, but not too shaky.
Yeah.
And the video is it's like homemade, all done with one camera.
Documentary type.
It's a documentary type. And it's even like a home video type. And they're just videoing each other and stuff like that. So it's fun. It's scary. It progresses. The scary part progresses, and it's good in the way how they did storytelling, and on how the ghost was haunting them and stuff. So on day 20, remember, if you're watching it, day 20 is the scariest for me. So do you like Nick horror?
Yes.
You do? Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so you should watch it.
I will.
But it's best to watch it during the day.
Yeah.
So and party on the evening.
You're not going to bed, and every time you hear.
Yeah, or a breeze or something breathing on you, or... Okay. So let's move on. Okay.
Okay.
No, I don't want to think about... it's night right now. If I sleep, I'll get nightmares. Okay. Okay, Balloon Boy. What can you say? Have you been hearing about Balloon Boy?
I don't want to talk about that. I think that's the most ridiculous thing. Somebody's got too much time on their hands.
Okay, you guys may have been watching it. I really don't want to talk about it, but it's giving too much attention to them with the parents. They're real asses, I think, that they would do this. It's a big hoax. Actually, when I was watching the balloon itself, how could a kid be inside it in the first place? And there's no way.
I followed it off and on, and of course I talk about it at work all the time, but I just ignored it. But Newsweek had a great article this morning that came across on the top family hoaxes.
Oh.
And there's the top 12, and this was one of them.
This top
one. The other one was the story that M. Butterfly was based on.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. So, and then the other different stories of, all this... some of them I never even heard of, and some that was like way a little bit older, like the M. Butterfly thing that I knew was based on a real story, but it was pretty interesting reading. So go check out Newsweek. I'm trying to remember what the name of the story is, but I think I'll try to remember sending you the link and put it on the website. It's very interesting reading. I mean, it's a little short story about
family hoaxes.
A mom and mother and her son were going around and doing all these insurance scams, and they went and killed this multi-millionaire woman, and the mom dressed up like her and then was convincing everybody that she was her for a while, and then they got busted and both of them went to jail for murder. And and then there's one about a 2-year-old girl that was like an artist, and she was like real big at one time, and then it come out that the dad was kind of making her do this stuff and telling her how to do it and everything. So
okay, I better read that. Send it to me later. Okay. Okay, so coming right up, we have two guests, actually. We have Daniel from Ottawa, Canada, and we're going to talk about his travels. Hi, Daniel. Okay, he's going to come up very soon. And second is Hans. He's the owner here of Hans Payan Art Gallery, and we're going to talk about the artwork you see here by Carlos Cerizo.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah,
so what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Hey everyone, this is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Joining us today is our friend from Canada,
Danielle.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so you just arrived when? A few days ago?
We arrived on Saturday morning. We landed in Houston at about 11 o'clock in the morning.
11 o'clock, wow. How was the ride from Canada?
It was actually, we left Canada, it was like, it was actually quite cold. The plane had to be defrosted before we left because there was some frost on the wings. So I really needed to go a place where it was a lot warmer than Canada. So we left, but no problem. And I hate flying. You just wouldn't imagine how much I hate flying. But the taking off is okay, but after that, they're like...
The turbulence and everything coming in.
The turbulence, not only the turbulence, but I mean, you're at 30,000 feet. If something goes wrong, well, it's 30,000 feet that way. So
there's no bailing out or something.
No, but it was great. I mean, we got to Cleveland. It was raining, but we landed no problem. And then we got into a bigger flight to Houston on Continental Airlines. And I had it as I was treated like a king, so I really loved it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow, nice. So, where from in Canada are you originally?
I am from Ottawa in Canada, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. It's like the national capital of Canada, and now that I'm retired, so at the age of 47 for medical reasons, but I tend to be in Montreal to see my partner as much as I can every weekend. I never miss a weekend, nothing. But I still, since I own a house, I still have to go home and take care of the house and the property and cut the grass and clean the pool and take care of my animals. So it's
okay.
It's a very interesting life.
That's good. Wow. Have you been to Canada before?
No.
It's actually our friends from Houston that we are here were visiting Hans and Sharam. They came down in August, and we gave them a 5-day hosting, and we brought them everywhere where the tourists are attracted to in Montreal. Mm-hmm. We went to Quebec City also. I wanted, even though I live close to there, I wanted to go to Quebec City for so long, but I really hate getting lost. And Quebec it has a lot more population, and so. But our friend Sharam, he brought a GPS, and he just entered the Chateau Frontenac, and they just took us right there. Like it was, I was quite amazed. And
you actually get lost in your own town.
Not anymore. But now I love getting lost because it gives me something to do.
Oh, okay.
But owning a GPS actually makes you discover streets that I never knew existed in the neighborhood I live.
There you go.
So I'm quite amazed.
So it's good.
So did you go get you one?
Pardon me?
Did you get your GPS yet?
Oh, yes. I bought it after Sharam left Canada. In August, I went to a Future Shop, and I've got the same brand he has as a Garmin. And... I was quite impressed with it, and I got it in my car, and it doesn't leave home without me.
Did you bring it here?
No, I did not.
Oh, you did not.
That's the only reason I did not, because my car is parked at our friend Carlos in Montreal, and it's to me, it's a very important item in my car, so I left it at home.
Yeah.
So me too. It's not visible to people passing
by. One here, so.
Yeah, he has one here, too, so. Yeah, I think a GPS is really helpful, especially.
It is. The older you get, you sort of tend to lose memory, stuff like that, because you're not concentrating on where you are, or you might be concentrating on other things that turns you on, or
turns you on.
Wow. any guys walking in the street, basically.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
There are always distractions everywhere.
Yes, there is always distractions, but I'm a very careless. I'm a very good driver, and I do take care
of
the way I drive, and that way I get to see how the other people are driving, plus I get to look at the scenery, and when there's a guy in the scenery, well, I tend to look at the guy more than the rest of the world, so it's...
Wow. So... How about traveling there compared to traveling here in the roads? Is it because you've lived there for a long time? So
there's a lot more traffic here. When we were here in 2004, I was here in 2004. They were building, or they were starting to widen the Interstate 10.
Yes.
Or 610 or 10.
I-10 still sucks right now.
But now we went today, or for Sharam, we went to the pool store, because we fixed this pool at home. And but I've never seen a highway so wide in my life, like not in real.
Oh yeah, how big is
like
it?
Like 10 lanes, eight lanes.
8 lanes on each
side. Then two lanes in the middle for fast, and then 8 more lanes, and then when you get off, the service road is 5 lanes on each side, and 5 lanes. Oh, God, that's a lot of traffic.
Oh, yeah, it really eased up a lot of
At home, we still have 1 lane this way, 1 lane this way.
Mm.
And but we had a lot of traffic in the morning, like from my city, which is Rockland, to Ottawa, which is half an hour drive. If it's like raining or snowing, the traffic is bumper to bumper for 2 hours. But the government did the provincial government did a survey to see how many cars actually go by. But they actually did the survey in July when everybody was off work. Mm-hmm. All the schools were closed, so they got half of the traffic that normally happens in September.
So it's good to sound that bureaucracy is the same everywhere.
Yes, I understand, but I mean it's okay the way it is because people actually slow down, and I don't like to drive in a city where people drive real fast because they're actually putting everybody else's lives at risk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I-10's usually minimum speed 80 miles an hour.
Yep. 80 miles per hour. You go kilometers per hour?
We go kilometers.
Oh, okay. Through the metric system.
So that's what, 160 miles per
hour? That's really
160
miles.
That's too fast.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So let's talk about porn. Let's talk about porn.
Oh, here we go.
There you go. Okay, before, you were doing, you did a video. You did,
I did a video in 2000, I believe it was 2003.
Okay.
But it was a deal that I did with my ex. Even after we broke up, we still had a deal to do it.
Oh, really? Okay. That's kind of difficult. Okay.
But no, we did the video anyway. And we had this guy from Bear Forest that he came down to from Toronto. But he was like filming and everything. It was actually quite interesting, but I was not actually concentrating on the camera. I knew we were being filmed, but we did not have like an audience in the background.
You did not have an audience?
We did not have an audience in the background. But later on during the day, because it took different shots and like coming in the house, hi, how are you? Nice house you have. And then we went downstairs and started... like, you know, how are you and stuff like that. We're rubbing each other. Okay. And next thing you know, I said, oh, it's quite hot here. So we took our shirt off and all that. And I said, I want to make it more kinkier. I have some leather stuff there we can try on and see if it actually works. Oh. And we were slipping into our leather, and it was an experience that I would never forget.
Okay. Is it the same way with the hot dapping man when you do film?
Right.
It's going to be... Yeah, I don't know, because you've had couples do it too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Awesome. The hardest thing when you're filming couples is to concentrate on what's going on and not getting excited yourself. Caught up into it, because you're like, you need to be thinking about camera angles, you know, is somebody's head in the wrong place, or are you shooting stuff that you're not supposed to be shooting, and so you have to kind of keep your mind in the game, even though sometimes it's pretty hot what you're filming. So
yeah, that's right.
It was, I don't know, actually it was quite,
it's really
interesting that they have to, like, you know, that like the sound is edited afterwards, but like
you had to dub it yourself, like
you had to
okay,
suck my balls, like, oh wow, it really turned me on and all that. And but then in the background, he would show, okay, well, you have to keep on saying this for like 2 minutes.
2 minutes? Oh, okay. Can you just rewind? Oh, God. It's kind of awkward. You've done that? You're not yet.
Yeah,
done.
I mean, we have to kind of prompt people to do stuff.
Okay.
Like, right. People, like the couple scenes we filmed, they were kind of going at it, and I'm like, hit them on the leg. You mean to move it because your leg or something was in the way, and it was in, you know, and I couldn't, unless I was like, in the middle of the two of them, I couldn't get the angle I needed to get the shot.
And okay.
So, I mean, you have to tell, but kind of direct people, and, you know, you try to let stuff happen naturally, but
yeah.
You still have to, you know, remember. I mean, you always see it in every porn you see, that the guys haven't been doing it that long, when they're humping somebody from behind, doggy style, they always get this arm in the way, and then you can tell when the cameraman says move your arm, because it's like, and then they're like,
you're actually hiding part of the body.
Yeah, and then they do this number here, and it's
you funny, have to do it so, that yeah. Way. Yeah, they got cued in, yeah.
Yes. Oh, no, well, the video was actually, it took 2 days to do, and but I mean, after that, it was so like worldwide, and
so
it was the hit and the amount of emails I got was like unreal. It's like
fan mail. Oh my god! Oh my you have god. Fan mail.
A few thousand people from all over the world basically emailing me that they really love me and they like the place with the leather and the.
I think I have
really
that video
it.
Somewhere.
But, if you want to see it, I mean, it is still for sale online, and it's called, I believe it's called Beefcakes.
Beefcakes, okay.
And on scene number 3, and my, I guess my name on the video would it be, I think it was Boo Bear.
Boo Bear, yeah, that's right. I can't remember,
Boo
it's
Bear.
Been a long time.
Boo Bear, and my partner was Little Cub. So Lil Cub and Boo Bear. So it's,
I keep telling you we need to do a video.
No, I don't want to. I can't do a video. So you're in porn. You do. You make porn, and I watch porn. That's how it's gonna be. Okay.
I also all did a magazine.
Oh, what magazine were you in?
On I was actually a cover model of American Grizzly in 2004.
Oh, okay.
Issue number 27. So, but I like the photo shoot was a lot better because I had to bring in like a fluffer.
Oh, okay.
So that was the best part. There was more than one, so that was the best part.
More than one. So you could take both of you working.
Well, they didn't need to do much. Just stand there and they're making fun of me. So
you
they didn't have any problems at all. It was always hard. So.
Okay,
yeah. That was the best part. But the chain, like I had put some chains, like big chains on my body, and a big cigar, and the cigar was lit. Okay, we were taking poses, and then the ashes fell on me at the same time he was posing. I said, oh, that hurts. What hurts? The ashes fell on my stomach.
Oh,
it was burning. I got quite a heavy chest, but it was like burning the skin. And
that could flame on. That could skin.
Oh, no. I didn't mind. It was fun.
Okay, are you gonna do a porn in the future? Do you have any plans?
I would probably do another one. I really enjoyed it, but like the scenery would probably be different. It would be like in the scenery, like a lot of porn is like a bedroom stuff or a living room stuff. But I actually like outdoor stuff.
Oh, you want to do an outdoors?
An outdoor stuff is more fun, or into a setting where. The chances on getting caught by
you want that
anyone, the
you
public,
want that?
Whatever, that is a real turn on. That
you see those on X2 in department stores. And
Well, you know, Hans is here this week, y'all. You know, we got a backyard with a hot tub.
We have
an officer Sharam can walk up around the side of the house. It can be on.
Yeah. We can make film this weekend. There you go. Okay, so
I'm only here for a week, so
you're a week.
How do you get to be a flopper?
Oh, you can be a flopper. Hans wants to be a flopper. Okay. So any future plans besides this week with your partner Hans?
No, I mean
just this is your trip for the year. Okay,
it's my trip for the year, but I mean it was basically on medical reasons and all that, so I had to. In October 18th, exactly, almost, well, it was a year ago yesterday, I had a brain aneurysm surgery.
Oh.
And they did like a coil surgery. And I had less than 50 chance of survival prior to the surgery. So, but I do remember my partner Hans being with me at my side and my father being in front of me. But everything turned out well. But it took a few weeks after the surgery as to what really did happen.
Wow.
And because the doctors did not explain to me as to what happened. But I mean, now, everything is cool, and I might need a second surgery this year, but I'm just living it day by day, one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And I take sleeping pills at times, so I don't think about it at all. But I keep, since the neurologist basically wanted me to enjoy life and not work anymore because I have to stay away from stress, because stress will give you a headache, and headache is the last thing you want. Mm-hmm. So I enjoy life as much as I can. I love to play in my garden. I have a pool at home.
Hot tub.
Used to have a hot tub.
Not anymore. Yeah, I remember you mentioned before you have
because
a hot tub.
Because the hydro went up. It was unreal.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, it was always alone, and my partner Hans did not like the hot tub, so I just got rid of it.
Okay.
But, Houston is our first trip this year, but our next trip will be most likely Mexico.
Oh, Mexico.
Because I believe last year or the year before, I don't quite remember, we went for 3 weeks in Mexico, and I just loved it.
Okay. Well, that's good.
The hot weather in the ocean just turned me on.
Yep. Oh, nice.
Anything can happen.
Although you can't go skinny dipping around here. No, I don't think so. Except maybe in Florida.
Just close lights.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. No, I mean in the beach, if you want to go to the beach. In Mexico.
In Mexico, about 6 years ago to, I believe it was Cozumel, and we had the resort we were on was on the beach. But at nighttime, you could do whatever you want. No one was watching you.
No? Nice.
You couldn't see anything.
There's a new beach in Cozumel. I think it's Cozumel we're in. Just have to watch out for the federales.
And if they catch you, what they'll do?
I don't know. They'll probably blackmail you for money and threaten to throw you in jail until you give them lots of money.
When we went, it was like 6-7 years ago. So things have changed since. It's the beach, the setting, it's hot, the ocean. Anything can happen, especially with a few drinks in your body. But it was great. I loved it.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Appreciate it very much. I came to Houston because I really like Houston, and I like a lot of my friends are here in Houston, yeah. And yourself. I mean, I haven't seen you in almost a
couple of years.
It's nice to see you.
You too. It's great to see you again. Yeah. You got to meet Ray.
Yeah, we got to meet. So yeah. It was great.
Okay, so how can people contact you? Any online thing that you want people to email you again?
My email, or they can check on Facebook.
Oh, you're on Facebook.
I have a profile on Facebook.
Okay.
And
we can put in a link on the website.
Or they could look on bearforest.com. I also have a profile onto there.
Okay.
And if they want to see the video, they can go on to Bear Forest, and it's actually on. They can look at a clip. If they want to buy the video, they can have access to that too.
Okay. Bear Forest.
Bear Forest.
I'm going to go back to that again.
Okay. But they both have my email there, so on Facebook is probably the only site that I'm on the most.
Yeah.
And later on at night, I'll go check or go chat on whoever's on or reply to me on Bear Forest. So okay. It's a good place.
Okay. So thank you.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you very much.
You have everything there.
Just in case,
the visuals. Yeah, your visuals. Okay, we need to zoom in somehow.
Oh, okay.
Well, later, I'll just take videos. Hey, everyone, this is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Joining us today is our friend Hans from the Hans Payan Art Gallery. Hello, yes. Welcome again.
Thank you.
Okay, so we are here again on location with a very new artwork. A couple of episodes ago, guys, you've seen experimenting with bears. And this time, in the same gallery, they have a new set right now. Can you tell us about it? About this new artwork that they have here?
Yeah, it's a sculpture artist painter. Most of the work here is sculptures, metal sculptures, and he's an artist from Spain.
What's his name?
From North Carlos Siriza.
Carlos Siriza.
Siriza.
Siriza. Okay.
Carlos Siriza. And he started as a welder, and right now he does big installations in parks and.
Oh really?
Yeah, he's going to do
He's chosen among many, many other artists to do a big a sculpture in Dubai for a skyscraper. Mm-hmm. And he had three little shows in Houston. This one was the third one and the last one. He actually left today.
Oh, he left already. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was hoping we could have him in the show, but he left already. Yeah.
Well, a funny thing. He looks like a bear.
Okay.
And everybody thought he was a bear, and he's not.
Well, it's a bear, but it's a straight bear.
He's a straight bear.
Okay. He's a straight bear. Okay.
Seven children.
Yeah. Very virile. All right.
And I was telling him what bears were, and I said, all my friends that are bears are coming to see you because they think you're a bear. He said, what is a bear? He thought it was the animal, of course. And I explained to him, and he said, oh, cool. You know how Europeans are. They're cool with everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he was like, okay, cool, cool.
Okay. That's cool.
It was fun. Yeah. There was a bunch of people.
Not, but a lot of people came. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's more like a real metal sculpture.
Yeah, what you're seeing back there is all metal sculptures. Mm-hmm. And what you're seeing here are, these are slates from old castles and old houses in northern Spain that are demolished or they fall apart because they're so old. Mm-hmm. And then he takes the roof slates and he gives them a treatment with oxide from the metal the plates that he uses. He has his own formula and he gives it these minimalistic geometrical shapes, and he makes them become pieces of art.
That's awesome. Oh. Mm. So can I touch this?
Yeah.
It's a touch of Spain.
Sharon was saying, you can do that, just take a slate from Home Depot and paint it. And I said, no. These are
like... No, you just don't paint it. Yeah, it rusted.
A lot of people like them. They're very interesting.
And what else do we have?
I don't know how can I show you the rest on camera, but they're back there, and maybe you want to take some pictures of them and include them. Mm-hmm. They're very, very interesting. He's a master with the geometrical and at the same time organic forms. Mm-hmm. It's a cross between geometrical and organic.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. What? Are you going to buy one of these sculptures right now? No.
Yes, the big one over there in the corner is 36,000.
Hans, not your crotch. Okay. That's wow. Which one?
The one in the corner.
The one right in the corner there. Over there, we can see it.
36,000, that one.
Wow.
And of course, we didn't sell it. But okay. We're hoping that by the end of the show, it might sell.
We'll see. Yeah, we need to showcase everyone. I mean, everyone's open. If you have an art gallery or something, mm-hmm. we can showcase it here.
I wanted to tell you that the second part of experimenting with bears...
Oh, it's coming up?
It's coming in Dallas on the 5th of December. Yes, I'm going to have the same show. So the ones that I sold, I am replacing them for other pieces of art that are the same theme. And I'm having Experimenting with Bears 2.
Part 2.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. December 5th, okay.
I will give you all the information of the place and everything when we're a little closer to the day, so you can host it.
Okay.
Sweet.
Mm. Sweet. Okay, so yeah, thank you for
You're very welcome.
Having us again in your studio.
Yeah. And does Carlos have a website somewhere?
Yeah.
Yes. CarlosCiriza.com. That's it.
CarlosCiriza.
Yes. The way you spell his name is...
C-I-R-I-Z-A.
We'll put the links on the site.
Yes.
Yeah, it's you're going to find a lot of interesting things there of awesome. What he does.
All right. Thank you.
And if you'd like any of the pieces here, you can contact Hans to buy them.
Yes.
Yeah. Follow Bear Art on Facebook.
Or Bear Hans Payan Art Gallery at hotmail.com.
Okay. Big hairy testicles.
You really like hairy testicles, okay? Okay, so yeah, we're gonna wrap up this show. So thank you for listening. But before we go, we have an important announcement by Ray. What do you have?
Oh. Hot Ethnic Men is live, which we talked about this last show too. So
yeah, but this time it's video. So
okay, yes.
We could
go check out www.hotethnicmen.com. The website is live. I know you've heard us talk about filming porn and my new endeavor. And, been dragging out here for 10 months now, but we're finally live, up and ready. So
check it out. I know it's
free membership for 30 days, so you got nothing to lose. Go check it out.
Yeah,
some hot young guys next door. We got
what's the peephole to
your peephole to the guy next door, to the hot guy next
to
door.
The hot guy next door. What a tagline! Yeah.
Got the hot muscular brother next door, the nice smooth Latino guy next door,
and there's some nice cholo and cub looking guys there. Yes, we got guys like some nice chasers too.
We got a little Filipino.
There's a Filipino too.
Actually, there's two Filipinos.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh, we should check it out. You guys check it out. Hotnaticmen.com.
Yep. And there's some Chinese Asian coming out eventually.
Really?
So, yeah. We keep trying to get Maynard to do it. But
no, I'm not going to do porn. No, I can't. I just can't. No. Mike's going to kill me. Okay. All right. So, thank you everyone for watching and listening. And if you want to contact us, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Or you can give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Wow, you got it this time. Wow. You
memorized it. I'm my gang tonight, I guess.
You're your gang tonight. Okay. Yes, call us.
I like Ohio State.
No. You know what? Mike watches this is going to be...
I know. Mike's
going to
be mad at me.
He's going to be mad at you. Yeah, you already gave Ohio State lost.
He gave me her enough time because I walked in with my Wolverine t-shirt on. I'm like,
that's
Wolverine,
right.
The X-Men, not the football team.
Mike was giving him a hard time because we were in Ohio State game and everyone was wearing red shirts and everything. He was wearing a yellow shirt with the Wolverine in it and not a good idea. I mean, yeah, Wolverine.
Well, it's X-Men.
It's the X-Men thing.
And though. I walked in and I said, go Cox. So... I didn't see any Carolina people there, though.
That's fine. Oh, okay. So. All right, so where were we? Oh, yeah, we're wrapping up. Oh, yeah. Go to bearpodcast.com, the official website, and subscribe via iTunes. Catch us on MySpace, Twitter, and Facebook. And that's it.
Yep. And since we get to it this week, you have 1 week left in the raffle for the Amber Benson book. We will extend that out to the next podcast so we can do it. Yeah. That's raffle@bearpodcast.com. Send us your favorite Buffy line and how to get in contact with you. And we will put it in for a drawing to win a signed version of Death's Daughter from Amber Benson.
That's right.
Who was on here we videotaped her interview a couple episodes ago.
That's right. So. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you can catch it a few episodes ago. Yeah. Okay, so thank you everyone for listening and watching. And we'll catch you guys next week. Many whoops and many hugs.